Hello and welcome to the How Did We End Up Here podcast, episode one. I'm your host, Freddie Dark, and today we're going to dive right on into our juicy news. Now, if you're unaware, since the show has just started, this podcast in particular is just talking about news in St. Louis, Missouri, okay? And now sometimes this might go out into St. Charles, and sometimes it might go out into East St. Louis, Illinois. It might go a little bit farther out in St. Louis, but we're going to try to stay mainly in St. Louis, okay? So starting off today, we're going to be looking through some Reddit feeds and seeing what's going on there. I've got an awesome list for us to get through, and We're going to start off with a Reddit user asking about restaurants that don't serve booze. Too long, didn't read. Stepmother-in-law is a heavy drinker and causes problems. To celebrate my husband's birthday, we asked to do a lunch instead of dinner in hopes to avoid her antics while wrestling our toddler at the same time. Girl, God bless you. Any good recs that you can provide for Saturday lunch spot that doesn't slang booze, including beer and wine? So here are some of the suggestions in the comments, and then I'll give my own suggestion. Someone said Corner 17. Definitely great place to go. Corner 17 is located in the Loop, right next to Enigma, which is also right next to the Starbucks that's on Del Mar, right? Place has amazing Asian food. It is just, oh my gosh. Like, it's, if you've never been there before and you're in SDL or you've been here for a decent amount of time, how have you not been? Like, it's time to go, sis. Definitely could get your boba there if you wanted to, and the same stop of making your food. And if you didn't want to get boba from there, you could go across the street to Kung Fu Tea. Fucking amazing. Anyways, some other people suggested Chicken 7. I've never heard of this, but it sounds like a Korean chicken place. Let's take a look real quick. This is on South Grand Boulevard. Different variety of, like, fried Korean chicken. Yas. Oh my god. And fries. Okay, just so you guys know, I'm a little whore for fries. So, like, give me fries and I might throw ass. Maybe not. Probably. Most likely. But no. That's not the point. Anyways. Yeah. So some people are suggesting Chicken 7. So maybe go take a look at them. Now, Sultan's Mediterranean The Grove. Apparently they have no booze. I've never tried Sultan Mediterranean. But some people seem to really like Sultan. I've seen it come up on DoorDash before. Like, seems pretty decent, you know? Sabroso is an excellent Mexican restaurant with no alcohol. Again, I've never been here either. Where is Sabroso? And this is off of St. Charles Rock Road. Which weirdly enough is still considered St. Louis County because it's in St. Anne, but whatever. Sabroso is a cocina mexicana. Oh my gosh, just looking at the pictures of this food is insane. People are saying this is some of the best salsa they've had in STL or anywhere else. Yeah, this food looks like ridiculously good. Yikes. Someone said, have her meet you for lunch at Chick-fil-A on a Sunday. Whew. That's crazy. Because for a second I was like, we don't stand Chick-fil-A. Sorry. Was that too political? Yikes. Sorry. Whatever. Anyways, other people are suggesting the London Tea Room. Now, I've heard about the London Tea Room, but I don't really know if it's just exclusively tea or, like, what's going on there. This is located on Locust Street. Looks like they have authentic tea from the UK, from London. And it looks like they've got, like, some cute little, you know, what's it called? What are these called? Like, you know, like the things that are, there's like plates, and like each tier has a plate, you know, and it's got little appetizers and shit. I don't know what that's called, but like it's got one of those with like little things that you peck at, you know, for food or whatever. But yeah, like, look, honestly, your boy's not like a tea person. I don't do tea like that. I'm not a big tea person in general, which is crazy to me because I work somewhere that sells tea and I make tea along with coffee on a daily basis. But, you know, not my thing. But if you like tea, that go ahead and do it. Looks like they got some scones too, and you can't have like a, you know, authentic London tea place without having scones, of course. So, you know. But I don't know necessarily if you'd want to take your mama-in-law there, especially if she, I don't know. Maybe that just really depends on, like, you know, her preferences. Maybe she likes tea, I'm just not a big tea person. Anyways, moving on. Someone said Taco Way. I've heard about Taco Way as well. Still haven't been. There's a lot of places here in STL that I haven't been to yet, and I would really love to. Some other people suggested barbecue. So Adam's Smokehouse. I've never heard of Adam's Smokehouse. I have heard of Pappy's. He did suggest Pappy's. That's not cute. Someone said Crushed Red. First off, overpriced salad. It's good, but overpriced salad. And second off, they sell wine, so that's not a good suggestion. If I had to give some suggestions, because hold on, I've got a list, bitch, I got a list. I always have like a list of places that I want to visit in St. Louis before I leave, whenever that happens to be. But in particular, food and coffee. I'm a big whore for coffee as well. So potato things and coffee. So give me fries, give me coffee, we're all good. Didi Mao is a Vietnamese eatery. That would be a good place. I don't think that they serve alcohol, but don't quote me. I do know that they have boba, so there's that. Some other places. Yummy Tummy, if you like sushi. I don't think they have alcohol. Again, don't quote me. Yeah, so you've got some good suggestions there, girly. I am sorry about your stepmother-in-law. Still trying to wrap my head around stepmother-in-law. Stepmother-in-law. So, okay, wait. Back up. So, she is... Okay, you got married, right? Okay, you got married to your mans, your womans, your thems, your partner, okay? Their stepmom is your stepmother. Okay, I think I got it now. Their stepmother is your stepmother-in-law. I think I understand that now. I'm a little slow, so you gotta, like, forgive me. And when I say slow, I mean, like, I'm actually, like, just my brain. I'm ADHD, amongst many other things. My brain is constantly moving super, super, super fucking fast. And there's so many, like, dialogues going on at once. They're all my voices. We've already confirmed that it's not schizophrenia and that they're all my voices. No one's telling me to hurt myself or hurt other people. But they're going so fast that the part of me that, like, filters out the you know, my mouth that speaks can't get it all out quickly. So I move a little bit slower than the average person sometimes. And sometimes I move way too quick for the average person. So, you know, just bear with me. Well, this segment of the show, the podcast, is over and done with. So we're going to go ahead and move on to our next segment. Alrighty, moving on to our next segment. We're going to be talking about something a little bit more serious here. We're pulling up our Riverfront Times article that was posted today, which is January 3rd. By the way, it's like 11:50 at night, so this might come out like on the 4th or 5th, but we'll see. We'll see. Came out today around 6 a.m., and we're going to go ahead and read this article real quick and go through. This is about the traffic violence that's happening in STL. This year, we really got to get it together. Before I even continue on reading, I just want to say that as someone who gets very, you know, I have anger issues, but I also have, you know, a bunch of other issues, which it's fine. It's cool. It's not fine and cool, though. And that's why we need to be dealing with our problems. I understand that therapy is not always accessible to the average American, and even just the average person from STL, right? It's not always affordable. We have other things to worry about. But if therapy is not one of those things that you can afford and you can't, you know, have access to at the moment, we got to find other ways to channel it, you know, whether it's finding a hobby or, you know, taking up different kinds of classes or watching YouTube videos and doing crafts and things like, you know, whatever is going to get you to, like, get that shit together and not like kill other people or get close to killing other people, do that. Because you know, our numbers this year for deaths is down. Let's keep it that way. Let's keep it going down. Let's not take it back up again. You know, this is the lowest it's been since COVID. Like, let's get it together. All right, let's get right into the article. Riverfront Times reads, when gaining confidence on a bicycle, a useful game to play is something called the lava box. Huh? Okay. Participating cyclists line themselves up in a one-way facing circle inside the bounds of a cone outlined square of pavement. Once an instructor says, ready, set, go, the riders all pedal the perimeter together, staying within the square. They're forbidden from setting a foot down or veering outside the tight boundaries because, of course, everything is lava. Oh, okay. Okay, that's cool, I guess. What does that have to do with the idea at hand? Okay, once you so much as touch the lava, it's game over for you. As consolation for your elimination, you join a growing crew of folks moving the cones into a smaller and smaller square for remaining players to pedal within. The game becomes harder and harder as the number of competitors in the rideable area eventually shrinks into nothingness. As a low-stakes game, the lava box is a pretty fun time. Everyone ultimately emerges unscathed from pretend lava, but over the last few years, in my own mind, the lava box has morphed into an unhappy metaphor of sorts, an image of what it's like to get around outside of a car in St. Louis. This lava box is instead a terrifying real-life scenario with a rapidly shrinking menu of options from getting from point A to point B without falling victim to the lava of traffic violence. With every year that passes, I find myself eliminating more routes from a mental list of streets that seem reasonably safe to traverse outside of an automobile in this town. Whether you're simply trying to go about your life on foot or bike or in a wheelchair, the lava box is getting smaller by the day. Now, dude goes into his time biking with a friend, I suppose, and he mentions going down Broadway's bike lane, and he says, never again. For years I depended on Broadway's bike lane, but after drivers started using both the bike lane and the center lane as passing racetracks, yeah, that's accurate, drivers seem to collectively lose their minds in the early pandemic and have yet to find them. I crossed Broadway off my list. Dude, I do not fucking blame you. Fucking Broadway sucks. And I've seen that happen before. So this is not bullshit. This is
just some real shit.
Shoto is getting worse. And what the fuck is SLMPD gonna do about it? Jack shit. Jack shit. That's the reality of it for us right now. I know it's like that in other places, but specifically here in St. Louis, that's where we're at right now. That's why this is frustrating. I'm sure you hear the frustration in my voice because it's something that I deal with on a daily basis. Now, as of right now, I don't have a car. My car broke down like a week ago, so we're having fun with that. But like I've done DoorDash before and Uber Eats and shit. Like I know most of the city like the back of my fucking hand, and it's terrifying sometimes when you're on the road and you're like, fuck, am I even gonna like make it to this order, or like am I even gonna make it home, because people are out here driving like they're ready to fucking kill me. Or if I accidentally cut off someone, not because I you know I was being a dickhead, but because I thought I had space or you sped up or whatever, and you've got a fucking gun up to the window like you're gonna fucking shoot me, or you want to get out the car and try to fight, like what? It's just so terrifying. I hate it. But you get used to it because of St. Louis. You get used to it. Like I've been here since I was 2. You get used to it, but that doesn't make it okay, which is why we need to be dealing with our fucking problems. Deal with your shit. I'm sorry, go to therapy. Or don't go to therapy, but deal with it another way. Anyways, let's keep reading. In the months, I surged St. Louis area leaders to walk in our shoes just for one day, referencing multiple recent experiences of serious driver-inflicted bodily harm among people just within my own small circle of local associates. Still, another friend has been badly hurt. A fellow bike teacher was hit by a reckless driver who zoomed into the oncoming lane at a side street intersection, rather than stop at a stop sign behind the slowing driver in front of him. Adding insult to literal injury, in nearly every case, these selfish, reckless drivers have left the scene of the crash. They have no empathy for anyone, no sense of responsibility to fellow human beings, even to those whose lives they just have irrevocably changed, if not outright stolen. And yet St. Louis drivers are still being coddled by those in charge, still effectively allowed to act with zero consequences. Preach, motherfucker, preach. Where I can, I am riding more trails and fewer streets because the daily anxiety for myself, my friends and colleagues, and St. Louis children, all of whom who deserve to have fun riding bikes and walking and strolling around, is taking an increasing toll. So is the frequent driver harassment I encounter simply for existing on a bike. But depending on where you live and work, and or go to school in the St. Louis region, trails can be really hard to come by. I live near Carondelet Park and work in Soulard. There is a non-street way for me to traverse those 5 miles or so to and from work, a bit further north by the Gateway Arch. And there's a wonderful path for a mile or so, but it soon ends just north of the arch, and a now perpetually closed floodgate, which the city has stopped opening. It's wild to me that this closure along the once cherished riverfront trail has been allowed to persist for years on end, especially as it's one of the most important non-car focused connections between downtown and the north side. Perhaps the state of affairs is by design. Barriers and glass are everywhere. The riverfront trail should be a key refuge for active transportation and young recreation. It should be the perfect connection to the prized arch. Instead, the city has effectively cut off access for those on the north side. This is not acceptable. It's deeply unjust and should be made right yesterday. But will these problems be addressed? When? Every time I ride the arch grounds and a riverfront trail, it's harder to do it. Just this past week, I was met with even more gates set up to block streets that are supposed to be the detour for the perpetually blocked trail. This time, gates that not only block streets, but the sideways too, making any kind of mobility at times literally impossible, right in what should be a vibrant center of outdoor city life. Yeah, okay, we need to talk about that. Now, I understand that during COVID, a lot of these areas were closed off either due to COVID or due to the fact that people here were not taking COVID seriously. So they were out drag racing and speeding and running into shit and doing stupid shit, right? That was happening. I understand that. But now, as of right now, according to the government, our society, the world, COVID is over. There is no reason that these places should be cut off at this point. There really isn't. I understand if you're trying to you know, we're trying to take it down because of the increasing amount of crime that's happening, but we still have to get from point A to point B. Okay? We shouldn't be having to take these roundabout places just to get from home to work, or from work to home, or whatever. Why? I remember during COVID, I'll be honest, I was out driving and stuff. I wasn't getting out of my car necessarily to like do anything, but I would drive around just so I could see shit, because I was just like, fuck, there's like nothing to, I don't know what to fucking do, right? COVID sucked, and I was young, you know, when COVID was here. I was still like quote unquote teens, right? I was like 19, whatever. And so, you know, when that was happening, I was driving around and I remember getting up close to the riverfront and they had, you know, closed off, I guess you would call them the floodgates. And I was like, well, fuck, how the fuck am I gonna drive around? Whatever. Weeks go by and now there's more barriers up, particularly on Washington, if you know where that is. And I was like, shit, like now there's like these big ass barriers up. Like, what the fuck is going on? And apparently it has to do with the drag racing. So I'm like, okay, well, I guess that's understandable. But like, okay, now I gotta go this roundabout way, right? And like I mentioned before, I used to do DoorDash. So I'm like trying to pick up these orders off of Washington, and I gotta park fucking 5 blocks down the fucking street, which means I have to walk through the blocks that are, let's be honest, not safe, not cute, not okay, just to pick up this fucking order. And by the time that I've gotten halfway close to the restaurant, like walking there, and I've either been hit on or threatened with a gun or whatever, I'm like, okay, you know what? I don't get paid enough to do this. I'm not gonna do this anymore. So I just fucking leave, and that's money, you know, lost out for me, whatever. But I understand this dude's pain. I understand it, because it's like you're tired of doing this roundabout bullshit, right? And you just want people to like to be held responsible. And the people that are in the system right now, a lot of them shouldn't be there. And the people that should be in the system are not there. The people that should be in jail, in prison, right now, are out on the streets still doing bullshit. Them Kia boys are still running around. They're still running around. We haven't forgotten about them. They're still doing bullshit. But the people that are in jail, in prison right now, for what? Marijuana possession? For, like, what? Seriously? That doesn't make sense to me. That, personally, that doesn't make sense to me. Now, I'm open to having conversations about it if you have, you know, other opinions, but that's just me. Alrighty, we're getting to the end of this article. How is it possible that we have created a riverfront where humans are not consistently free to walk, roll, and bike around? how are children and families and teens supposed to enjoy fresh air and activity when we are providing fewer and fewer safe places for them to feasibly do so? We're going to talk about third place after this. Remind me, by the way. Let's talk about third place after this. When I reach out to local officials and agencies with questions and concerns, any responses I receive are admirably kind. When I reached out to Great Rivers Greenway a few weeks ago about the concerning state of riverfront trail access, for example, my correspondent was quick to genuinely thank me for the detailed email and agreed the floodgate closure and state of the surrounding streets are not what they should be. I was assured that the agency would continue to coordinate with the city about what's possible, whether that be reopening the gate, opening it just on the greenway versus the whole street, or finding a better detour. What's missing isn't acknowledgement of what's broken or the many layers so often involved. What's missing is urgent action, actual change. We cannot wait one more day, let alone one more year, to address the unfortunate and increasingly violent fact that is St. Louis car culture. Local leaders, please fix this crisis now. You need to crack down on bad drivers. From the riverfront trail to the city streets, you need to prioritize safe access to this city for people who aren't in cars. The time for talk and promises is long gone. It's past time for urgent, multi-prolonged, unflinching action. Fuck yes, dude. Yes, that was awesome, dude. Evie Hemphill, you killed that article. You killed that, for real. That was, I don't like, personally, I'm not an article person. I don't like doing that. But I want to give you all the facts. I want to do it in depth. But real quick, I want to talk about third place. Something that St. Louis lacks is that third place, right? So, you know, I'm considered a youngin', I'm old Gen Z or young millennial, whatever you want to fucking call it, right? Now in the 60s, 70s, 80s, y'all had third places. You had places to go, like the roller rink. You could go to the mall. You could go and go to, you know, after school dance classes and shit like that. These kids, they don't have that. They don't have that anymore. Now, I remember when I was in high school, we kind of didn't have that either. If you didn't have friends to hang out at their house, you could go to the Loop, maybe, if your parents let you. That's if your parents let you and if you were with a group of people that they trusted. You had West County Mall, the Galleria, and that was it. And then once I was getting closer to being out of high school, it was like, okay, well, now there's these shootings happening at the Galleria. You can't go there. Well, West County's too far, so you can't do that. Well, you know, there's looting happening in the Loop. You can't go there after this certain time now. And now you got to have, like, an adult with you after a certain time. Like, it was becoming increasingly clear that as time was going on, we didn't have any third place outside of work, school, and home. And now these kids really don't have that. And after COVID happened, these kids are inside all day doing jack shit, not doing work. And not only are they behind on their curriculum and driving teachers absolutely insane, God bless you teachers, but they don't have a third place. We got to start coming up with things for these kids to do now that is just for them. Right? Now, obviously supervised to a certain extent, like, you know, you go to the bowling alley, there's the guy at the front desk, whatever, he's watching. There's someone there watching them. But it's a place for them to hang out with people their age and feel safe around people their age. Right? They don't have that. They need that. We need to start asking them, like, hey, what are you guys interested in? Like, y'all want to sit in a room for a few hours and play video games together? Let's set up a fucking tech lab for y'all to sit in and do virtual, you know, races or competitions or like that kind of shit. They need that third place. They don't have that, you know? But that is besides the point. We covered everything that I wanted to cover in this segment, so we're going to be moving on to the next one. Hey, we just went through an intense segment. So, what I would like to do is introduce this segment. This segment is Calm the Fuck Down. And in this segment, we calm the fuck down. What we're gonna do is, because I'm feeling a little bit, I'm a little bit up there right now. I don't like hearing all the crazy shit, all the stuff that just makes me go fucking insane. So, this is a non-judgmental space. That being said, get out your drinks, your alcohol, your cigarettes, your weed, your whatever is gonna calm you down. Grab that right now. Let's spark up. Let's take a drink. Everything in moderation. We're gonna take a few deep breaths and just be here, okay? Sometimes we just gotta be in the moment. Sometimes we just gotta chill. Take a chill pill. Yep. It's starting to get late. It's like 12 in the morning. My sleep schedule is off. I haven't gotten back to work yet. And I got maybe a few more days until work. So I got time to record and edit this, you know? Since we're chilling and relaxing, let me talk a little bit about myself. You can call me Freddy Dark. I am your host. I am 22 years old. I will be 23 in July. I know it sounds like I'm probably a little bit older than I actually am. I know I have a deeper voice, and I know some of you are probably going, "Is that a man or is that a woman?" None of your fucking business, that's what. No, if we're being entirely honest, like I said, this is an LGBT friendly show, and I personally am non-binary. I use they them pronouns, and if that's not something that's up your alley, well then, I don't care. All right, now that we've gotten that out of the way, I have lived here since I was 2 years old. I initially was born in Wisconsin. It is probably a good thing that I was not raised in Wisconsin. I am wildly lactose and like ridiculously lactose intolerant. Like I get violently sick, lactose intolerant. I break out. It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. We gotta get that under control. But I've taken out a lot of dairy products and stuff. But yeah, I've been here in STL since I was 2. I've been around. I've mostly, for the last 4 years, I've kind of driven around St. Louis just doing DoorDash orders and Instacart orders, Uber Eats, that kind of stuff. So, I've spent a lot of time driving through different parts of St. Louis, personally, I prefer South City. I prefer driving through there. I feel like there's a lot more to see rather than driving through, like, Baldwin or going over the bridge to St. Charles or whatever. But St. Louis in particular, South City is one of my favorites. Like, once I move to a different place, we're still kind of deciding whether or not we want to move or if we want to travel, travel full time. But South City would be the place to go, personally, rent wise and people wise. But yeah. So now you know a little bit about me. And we've gotten to chill. So we had our 5 minutes to chill, take one last hit, one last drink. Let it all out. All right. Now we're going to get back to the show. Alrighty, we're moving on to our next segment. We're going to be talking about another thing that's happening in St. Louis right now. So some of you guys have heard of Gerard's Crafts Brasswell. It is a beer co, right? It's in the Grove. Love the Grove. That's a great place to hang out. Very LGBT friendly over there. Feel relatively safe over there, right? Well, our favorite beer place is coming to a close. Yes, it's unfortunate. Let's get into the story right here that Dan Hagney said in a statement. Fans of Brasswell's Burgers can take some solace at Brasseries by Niche, Craft's Central West End restaurant, where the Brasserie Burger is a menu mainstay. Meanwhile, as previously announced on January 8th, Niche Food Group will close Cinder House at the Four Seasons Hotel St. Louis. So we're sorry to hear about that, but it looks like we've got some things to be looking forward for. So that is good. Alrighty. We're going to be moving on, and we're getting a little personal here. We got a lovely person in the Reddit forum for St. Louis that is looking to have a social life. Let's go ahead and read their post. So I'm 59 and ready to be social 3 years after my husband's death. Condolences, hon. Not necessarily dating, but times and places to have contact with the above 40, no 30 crowd. I look at others my age and don't really want to hang out with the old people. I'm in good shape. Pretty active, but struggling to find my kind out there. Let's hear what you've got for me out there, people. Alrighty. So we're going to take a look at the comments real quick. Because personally, I don't really know that scene. So let's see what we've got advice-wise for this lovely 59-year-old silver vixen. Alrighty. Alright, someone said, I'm right there with ya. And today's my birthday. Join me and meet up where I organize history talks and adventures around the city. Unseen STL History Adventures. And they mentioned Meetup. I want to put this out there. I have used Meetup before. It is a pretty decent, app and, you know, site to be using if you're someone that has a hard time meeting up with people and making new friends and things like that. Meetup is pretty cool. There's good, groups that you can be a part of. There are LGBT friendly groups. There are, you know, groups that are of like mind. There's a lot of like music related groups and, like they said, history related groups. You know, there's interest for everyone there. So Meetup is definitely a good way to go about that in St. Louis in particular, for the older crowd, not necessarily like the younger crowd, being like the 20s and the teens. That you're going to be wanting to go more on, like, you know, Instagram, going through kind of like the underground scene, which is already kind of hard to find. But, you know, we can talk more about that in another episode. Someone suggested STL EDM on Instagram for fun dance events. That'll be interesting. Let's take a look at that page real quick. What is it? STL EDM? I'm assuming that's like EDM music, and I like EDM music, so that would be fun to do. So their Instagram page, your number one source of STL EDM info. It looks like they've got some interesting things to post. Apparently Freak Fest was an event. We're not gonna talk about the name. It's fine. It's cool. But yeah, St. Louis EDM, STL EDM. If you're into EDM music and partying, that seems like the route to go. I don't know what this means, but someone said, I've always heard Helen Fitzgerald's is the place to be. The place looks very packed every time I drive by. And I said, I didn't know what they meant by that, because I was like, is Helen Fitzgerald just a person? You're just shouting them out on Reddit like that? But let's take a look real quick and see. Oh, it's an Irish grill and bar, or grill and pub, sorry. It looks like they've got, okay, so it's roomy haunt with a convivial vibe, boasts an eclectic menu of pub grub, happy hour, and karaoke night. And it's on Lindbergh, so that seems like something interesting. Their food looks pretty decent. It seems like they've had some, you know, cool music performances there. So if you're into that, that seems like a fun thing to do on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. Go check it out. Someone mentioned a grief group, not judging or anything, but I don't think that that's what this person was asking for. They were looking for fun shit to do, not working out trauma. That's, you know, that's for a different day. We love working out the trauma and dealing with all that, but that's not what they were asking for. Oh, honey. Someone said Michael's on Manchester. And the other person said, not the art supply store. And then someone asked, okay, honest question. Is that a hookup spot for over 40? And there has been no responses since, which I think is a good idea. Let's keep it that way. Alrighty. Oh my gosh. Creepy, dude. Someone said, heck, maybe we should date. Imagine that. Are you okay with a guy 8 years younger? LOL. Dude, not the place. Someone said, go find your own place to hang out and stop trying to pick up strangers. It's creepy. Oh my gosh. And then, of course, there's a whole Reddit thread of just them arguing. But, dear God, like, time and place, guys. Time and place. Someone said, check out the extension programs through the University of Missouri system. Lots of cool stuff to learn about while also meeting friends of all ages. Someone said, do you like to dance? Tim Chrome's bar has a very age-diverse crowd. So there are some ideas to think about there. Some things to do there. Silver Vixen, I hope it works out for you. I hope you're able to find something that works for you and you can find that crowd that's above 40 and no 30s crowd. Alrighty, guys, we're getting down to our last few segments of the episode. The second to last topic we're going to be covering has to do with St. Charles County. Now, I know that this isn't necessarily St. Louis news, but I know that a lot of us that do live in St. Louis work out in St. Charles. It's a lot better opportunity to work out there. It's higher, you know, wages to be made, right? Better opportunities. So we're going to be talking about some St. Charles County stuff. Now, this was written by Nathan Vickers, and this is from... Jesus. Let me go back. This is written by Nathan V. Oh, sorry. It came out of my mouth, and I was like, that ain't sound right. That ain't sound right. All right, this was written by Nathan. This was published on January 2nd at 8:02 p.m. Okay, and it is titled St. Charles County Reports 13% Increase in Felony Cases. Some official cite criminals from St. Louis County and City. That's crazy. Anyways, St. Charles County reported 4,580 criminal felony cases in 2023, a 13% increase from the previous year. In a news release from the county, 11th Circuit Judge Chris McDonough said that the increase was due to the criminals from St. Louis County and St. Louis City coming into the area. I've noticed that there is certainly a trend that the violent crimes being charged by indictment, it's almost always cross river crimes, said in the release. I mean, you have people coming from St. Louis City or county committing auto thefts, car break-ins, burglaries. It's a big issue. The news release cited the county's current inmate roster as evidence, noting that 36% of the jail's population came from St. Louis County, and another 12% came from the city. The release also noted an increase in probate cases involving mental health crises, commercial litigation, and drug-related crime. Police Chief Kurt Frizz acknowledged that thieves have targeted St. Charles neighborhoods, but added that the increase in felony cases was due to increased enforcement and not geography. "I don't think it's a blame game on any jurisdiction," he said. "It's more about what we're doing to crack down on crime," Frizz said. The department's use of new technologies like drones and license plate readers have allowed officers to catch criminals quickly, and that such measures had actually helped to deter some crimes. The department noted that motor vehicle thefts had dropped 11% from 2022, and thefts from motor vehicles were down 34%. Frizz also credited stricter penalties for offenders. "You're going to be held accountable. Prosecutors are going to prosecute," he said. Nick Dune, a spokesperson from St. Louis Mayor Tishura Jones' office, emphasized the need for a regional approach to violent crime in a response to the county's report, and pointed out that the crime in the city had dropped more than 20% from 2022. "We know that violence does not respect jurisdictional boundaries. For instance, of the 135 homicides that took place in the city of St. Louis between September 2022 and June 2023, 30% of them involved at least one victim or suspect from outside city limits," Dune wrote. "Together, through regional strategies to address crime, we can and will save lives, and we look forward to working together more in the coming year." This came from KMOV First Alert 4. Yeah, that, yikes. St. Louis, what are we doing, man? Like, I'm not surprised. Am I surprised? I'm not surprised. I'm really not. I kind of figured that that's what was going to happen anyways, with SLMPD not taking accountability, not really doing their jobs. I figured that it was going to spill out into other areas. I expected it to be more into like East St. Louis, Illinois, rather than going the opposite way towards St. Charles. But it's to be expected. It really is. Hopefully we can get that together. Guys, let's get our shit together. Let's get our shit together, you know? I don't really have much to say on this one in particular, but I thought it would be a good idea to talk about this. I would like to cover St. Louis weather for the week. As of right now, it is Thursday, January 4th. It is almost 1 in the morning, so we're going to cover the weather, not for today, but for Friday up until next Friday. So Friday, we're going to have a low of 27 and a high of 39. It's going to be cloudy. Saturday, a low of 33 and a high of 41. So it's going up there, but it is still going to be cloudy out there. On Sunday, it's going to go back down to 32. Not too much, but the high is going to be 42. Still going to be cloudy. On Monday, there's a 35% chance of precipitation, and the weather is going to be similar to the day before, or the temperature is going to be similar to the day before. On Tuesday, there is a 75% chance of rain, and your low is going to be 33, and your high is going to be 39 degrees. So it's going to get a little chillier out there. We're going to start really gearing up, getting our coats and stuff, and not getting used to Missouri weather being, you know, Missouri weather. On Wednesday, it's going to be partly sunny, but our low is going to be 29 and our high is going to be 39. On Thursday, it is going to be partly sunny as well, but our low is going to be 33 and our high is going to be 46 degrees. And lastly, next Friday, there is a 40% chance of snow, and the low is going to be 26 degrees and the high is going to be 33 degrees. Now, I don't know if it does end up snowing, if it's going to stick or not, with it only being about 26 degrees out. I don't know if it's going to stick. Personally, I don't think so. I've kind of already pegged that it's going to not stick for too long, like it has in the last week or so, just because of the way that Missouri weather is, and with increasing you know, climate change and all of that, I just don't think that it's going to stick. I think we'll be okay. If you're not a snow person, you know, there you go. You'll be okay. But let's be careful of that ice out there, guys, for real. Lastly, I wanted to end on a nice note. So I know that a lot of you guys are always looking for something fun to do. So we've got a fun little event that's happening this Friday, January 5th. And by the time that this comes out, it might be like tomorrow that you could go to this, or, you know, the day of. So the event that's happening, nice to meet you, free social event. This is happening Friday, January 5th. This is from 7 to 9 p.m. at Handlebar, which is 4127 Manchester Avenue, St. Louis, Missouri, 63110. What are they offering? They're offering a free shot, alcoholic and non-alcoholic options. If you arrive by 7:45 p.m., perfect for getting the evening rolling. They're offering free pizza and snacks to keep the conversations tasty and energized. Engaging get-to-know-you questions and various card games at each table. Now, this is a 21 and over event, okay? This is also a LGBTQ plus safe community, okay? So if you are LGBT plus, you're looking for something to do this Friday, you're over 21, go to Handlebar. Go do this. They specifically say our event is a space that is inclusive and comfortable for everybody, regardless of age, race, gender, identity, or sexual identity. Don't miss out on this chance to expand your social circle and make meaningful connections. Bring your friends or come solo. It's all about meeting new people and having a great time. We can't wait to see you. And if you can't make it this Friday, don't fret. We host this event every first and third Friday of the month. Our next event will be on Friday, January 19th. They also do events once a month outside of Handlebar, so make sure that you join their Facebook group or their Discord so that you get notices on all of their events. And no, you don't have to RSVP. And that is how we will end our first episode of How Did We End Up Here, an STL podcast. It has been great, amazing, hanging out with you guys. I'm your host, Freddie Dark, signing off.